This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.
Making claims again that scientists are disputing. He declared a state of emergency on Saturday regarding millions of dead and dying trees. 4 years of drought have made trees in many regions of California susceptible to infestation by native bark beetles, which are normally constrained by the defense mechanisms of healthy trees. He called it the worst epidemic of tree mortality in modern history. Called for action on all fronts. However, environmentalists dispute his assertions. According to the New York Times, Brian Nowicki of the Center for Biological Diversity, which I hang out there a lot. Yeah, I'm there every weekend. Every weekend we're partying. He says this oversimplifies a process and a look at the forest that could confound meaningful ways to manage our forests. So they're disputing what he has to say once again. And the Christian Science Monitor says Antarctica is actually growing and gaining ice. And it's actually not the Christian Science Monitor saying that. They're reporting what NASA is saying about that. And that's kind of interesting because NASA has just become a global warming agency pretty much by now.
They had nothing else to do.
They got nothing else to do. They're not going to Mars. They're not going to the moon anymore. They don't have a shuttle program. What are you going to do? Well, we're going to do global warming. And that's what they do.
Yeah, it's funny. You could tell that NASA is a bit ridiculous on these topics because they have the there's multiple data sets for the temperature. You have some that are from satellites, some that are from surface temperatures. The NASA one relies on the surface temperatures.
That's
now,
weird.
It's weird because satellite shows a lot less warming. But NASA's not going to rely on satellites.
Why would you?
Because that doesn't make any sense at all. NASA's going to go right to the thermometer by the blacktop.
Yeah.
It's not important for them to tie into the satellite temperatures, which show considerably less warming.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and the ice stuff is interesting as well. I mean, when you're seeing an overall gain, when we're told over and over again that it's
melting.
It's the other way around. There was someone who posted like something the other day saying, like,
for you that are denying the science, I encourage you to answer these questions. It's like, why is ice melting? Why is it warmer? Why is warmth warming?
It's like, all of the dumb questions that they were asking, I'm obviously not exactly quoting them, but that was the best.
So they didn't actually say, why is warmth warming?
No, they did say that one. That one was an exact quote.
Okay.
The point being that all of them can be answered very easily by saying that it's gotten warmer. It doesn't explain why it's gotten warmer, which is, of course, the entire point of the argument. The fact that it's warmed by a degree. And, of course, there's other reasons, like the ice warming. We talked about calving and other you know, these sort of similar effects that you've seen with the ice actually melting, where water forms underneath and undercuts the ice, and it causes it to collapse into the water. We've seen this happen, and scientists have talked about that for quite a long time. But regardless, all of it's consistent with a world that is 0.9 degrees warmer than it was, I guess. That being said, it doesn't explain why it happened. That's what the debate is. And not only why it happened, but will it happen in the future? And will it be catastrophic? Those are the important questions. And what do you do about it is another one. It's like they just, like, the global warming thing to do is to say, you know, basically, has it warmed? If you say yes, then you agree with us. That's just not the case. You know, if you say yes and it's natural, or if you say yes and it's partially man-made, or if you say yes and it's it's man-made but it's not catastrophic, or if you say yes and it might even be catastrophic but we don't know enough, or you say yes and it's catastrophic but we don't know enough, or we do know enough but it's not going to cause a 20-foot sea level rise in the near future. All of those things are inconsistent with what Al Gore says. You can be a huge global warming supporter and still be a denier to these people. But they try to get everyone in this wide 97% sort of base by saying, well, has it warmed? And look, the temperature records show that. I think there's some question about how much it's warmed. You know, their own numbers
and
have
whether it's warmed in the last 15 years.
Right, which it hasn't.
Which
that
it
one
has
there
not.
Isn't a question about.
Yeah.
And also,
although they are trying to question
they're
that.
They're trying
as well,
to question it. The other part of it is how much has it, you know, how much of that is going to be man-made? That's the really important part.
Yeah.
And without that answer, and an answer of will it be catastrophic and what do you do to stop that catastrophe? All of that is what's really the debate here. The debate is not whether, you know, one temperature record shows a higher temperature or not.
And, it, let's
and by the way,
they have did.
Adjusted those numbers anyway.
Yeah.
And let's just give them the 0.9 degree warming
that happened. I'm fine with that.
So what? In the last 15 years, that stopped. So it warmed. Now we've plateaued. It could start cooling again at any minute. And I've seen a lot of predictions that say we may be headed for another mini ice age. I mean, we just had that story last summer from some scientists. And then others say, well, this pause may continue for another 30 years. Well, how is this possibly catastrophic when it stopped? And nobody predicted that. None of these global warmists predicted that there would be some kind of pause. So that shows you they don't have any idea what's going to happen. They got no idea. They can't predict the weather for this afternoon, let alone 100 years from now.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.